hard to lose a pet. And when I do receive ash from people, I always ask them for a letter to explain what happened. And in my circumstance, my pet loss was real quick. I was a 7-year-old Cocker Spaniel. And so when people describe the loss of their animal, there's a real grieving process that everybody goes through the loss. And I try to make it real personal by either meeting with people or asking them to write a letter about what has happened to their animal, and or send pictures of it too. So I'll make sure that I have a picture with me to kind of align with the animal's presence. Because I think what's happened is when we lose an animal, we lose something that provided us truly unconditional love. When we lose a human, we've had interactions with that human where it's provided emotions that allow us to either be angry or happy, etc. But with an animal, it's just, there is none of that judgment by the animal. And so it's really, truly the purest form of unconditional love. So it's a harder grieving process for people, I think, what I've noticed, than when they actually lose a two-legged friend.
I am Lisa Munier. The Pet Memorial, the first one that I purchased from Stephen, is a beautiful globe with blue and green to represent grass and the sky for my cat. This was an outdoor cat that we had adopted for 11 years. Within the blue and green swirls that represented the earth and the sky, I have black and white. And he was able to represent freedom that the cat had. I was able to let go of that cat. I had been holding on to his ashes for some time. Because I had a permanent way to remember him in such a unique and just artistic way, I was able to bury the rest of his ashes out in our backyard and be more at peace with the fact that I lost him.
I really want it to be the client's memorial. So they'll either contact me through my email or they will see me at a show and I'll give them a small canister. And they'll bring that back or they'll mail it back, and then they'll choose a specific design that I have on the website, and or they'll talk to me about their own creation. So they can choose the color, choose the design, and then they need a small amount of ash that they send to me. We're down at a glass studio that I make my work out of. It's called Minnesota Center for Glass Arts. Now we're standing in front of a glass furnace, and in this glass furnace, fired by gas, contains a big mixing pot of molten glass, about 600 pounds of glass. And in there, the glass operates and maintains a level of 2150 degrees, which starts my glass blowing projects on a glass blowing pipe.
The way that Steve approaches his artwork is on a very beautiful artistic level. The fact that he can incorporate a small piece of your pet so respectfully into that art is something that I think is unique to him. He's very careful. I would say he can capture your pet's soul in his memorials.
The ash is present and visible at all times. It's usually in the center of the paperweight, and it looks like a gray texture that I've deposited inside the glass with the design. Very easy to see.
I look at it every single day. It's not just a box. It's not a porcelain urn. It is something that I will have forever, but it's done so beautifully. This bubble in the middle that contains the ashes is, to me, it's still representative of that free spirit of a pet.
What I'll actually tell them is that when I create the piece, I always create it with the intentions. Each time clients holds or views this paperweight, let the unconditional love of this animal be the example that carries out into the world today. And so there's no judgment whatsoever. So I try to explain that to some of the clients that are more receptive. If they go out into the world and not judge one person that next day, the world's a better place.
Anyone who's grieving, it takes time to make that decision. But when you are ready to make that decision, it is such a wonderful way to capture and represent your pet's existence.
This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.